Yes, indeed. Friday the 25th at the DeWitt Theater. Okay, it's a real honor to welcome back to the airwaves of KVMR, Keith Karloff. How you doing, Keith?
I'm doing just terrific. Great to see you again.
Yeah, good to see you. How you doing, my brother?
Doing terrific. Great drive up here. It was beautiful.
Oh, good stuff, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's see. Are you playing? I assume you're playing down at Pistol Pete's again tonight. Is that going on?
Tonight is a CD. It's our second in a big series of CD release parties for our brand new CD, Grease Fire.
Grease Fire. Where'd you come up with that title? You didn't have some incident with roasting a turkey or frying a turkey, did you?
No, it's just taking the highbrow route. Well, with that, it's an explosion of different kinds of grease.
Okay,
on the record.
So you got it's all greasy and it's fire.
It's on fire. Yeah, it's real. It's not a super high mind. Just fun.
I'm getting it.
Okay.
Okay. Well, gosh, man, boy, if you want to, right out of the gate, let's jump on something. What are you going to do for us?
Okay. Let's do. This is a little bit of a kind of southern rock type song called "Let's Do It."
Let's do it.
Let's do it. I think it's rated G. It's okay.
Okay, you're going to keep me out of trouble then.
Yeah.
I've been in trouble in hours.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Okay, let's do it up. This one's called "Let's Do It" from Grease Fire.
Let's do it in Mississippi. Let's do it in Bama too. Let's do it in Louisiana until there's nothing left to do. I went down to Tuscaloosa for the return of Sam the Shammer. There were country music stars and a racing car and a sugar to the juju hand. Cut over to the heart of Georgia, out by Making Way. So the Allman Brothers pen looked a little Richard's kin. Now I'm back and here to say, let's do it in Mississippi. Let's do it in Bama too. Let's do it in Louisiana until there's nothing left to do. So I followed my nose to Shreveport, met a man who told me, son, if you can make it past my shack on this alligator's back, we'll show you where the big bass run. Let's do it in Mississippi. Let's do it in Bama too. Let's do it in Louisiana until there's nothing left to do. Mississippi. Let's do it in Bama too. Let's do it in Louisiana until there's nothing left to do. Let's do it in Mississippi. Let's do it in Bama too. Let's do it in Louisiana until there's nothing left to do. Nothing left to do. Yeah.
Let's do it. That's what we're talking about.
Let's do it.
I like that one, too.
Yeah.
That's a good, fun one there, huh?
It runs really deep. It's really tend to do, you know?
Yeah, did you have to go down there to get inspired, or did you do it from afar?
I go to places to be inspired. I write more around my surroundings and what's around me than from music at this point, from other stuff. I kind of have what I have.
Mm-hmm.
And I just let things, I absorb things, I travel and I look at things.
You want to immerse yourself in a certain setting, a neighborhood or something, and then just see what starts flowing.
Yeah, even here, getting things from all over the place and everywhere I go. That's how I'm self-educated. That's why I continue going a little bit, expanding. I got a long way to go.
Well, you know, hey, I think you're doing yourself proud. Yeah. So this just hit the street then, huh? A couple weeks ago or something?
It came out a week ago. We just had a first of a series of CD release parties. And the first one was in Santa Cruz at Crow's Nest, and it was a home run. We had a great time, packed, great room, great crowd. Now we have one tonight in Pistol Pete for the Foothill area,
mm-hmm.
People on Range. Then it will be back out here in a few weeks for more CD release parties. One, it's a couple in Yuba County, River's Edge and Grumpy's will be up at the Purple Place in El Dorado Hills.
El Dorado Hills, yeah.
Yeah, back down at Santa Cruz. We have a CD, also another party in Belmont, close to San Francisco,
mm-hmm.
and in the peninsula, you know, within our playing range, our 250 miles that we bounce through.
Well, nothing like staying busy and working.
Yep, that's what I like doing.
A bit of a theme here, because the Mark Groudon Band that was in here a bit ago, they just released a CD 2 weeks ago. They're featured, and yours is even fresher than them last week. Very nice. I'm honored.
My pleasure. You're the man.
Okay, so, of course, that was an original. Are these all originals on here?
Yes, they are.
I'm glad I saw some of the liner notes already that you were thanking someone for the English translations.
There's a song on there that's partly in Spanish, Mi Español es débil. It's not great.
Yeah.
And in Spanish, every word has three syllables to one of ours.
Mm-hmm.
So to translate, to say what you want to say in a sentence, which is hard enough with lyrics, without getting too many syllables in there, it expands it out rapidly. So you have to cut your ideas way back. So I did have some help on it.
Yeah. Okay, then. It's good to have people to help you out.
I'm learning that in life. That could be my lesson, that's okay.
Yeah, well, lessons are good things. So is fun, though.
Yeah, to allow that.
Yeah. Hey, man, let's hear something else. You know, right. What else are you going to throw at me here?
Let's do let me get this one down here for you. And let's try this one out. Now, this one's a little heavy on the record.
Mm-hmm.
We'll play it acoustic and see how we're doing on it.
Which one?
This is Grease Fire. This is the
Grease
title
fire.
Track.
Okay.
Grease Fire.
Fire it up,
everybody's
man.
Ready to...
Let's get greasy.
To sing along with this one, throw their hands in the air.
Okay, out there at home, man. Sing along. Let's do it.
Okay. Put some ham in the skillet. A scoop of Crisco, too. Add it half an onion. And a pinch of Conker Root. Popped up by the river, lit an El Producto blunt. Knotted off in my box of shorts, waiting on a hot cross bun. Waiting on a hot cross bun. Grease fire. In my Charger, south from 101. The head is on my Mopar machine, we're smoking like a gun. Grease fire. Grease fire. Jumped out the hood. Grease fire. Grease fire. Grease fire. Grease fire. You're playing with fire. You're playing with fire. You're
Well, that's hot. Pun intended.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, very nice. God, when I rolled into town here, I don't know if it was if the carcass was there when you got in town. There was a big travel trailer right as, on the on-ramp getting out of the Nevada City area. It was just lit up in fire when I got here. There's all kinds of fire trucks trying to like put that thing out. I think they had a grease fire or something.
It could be. It could be.
Maybe they already had an early copy of this and it just fired things up. I don't know.
It could be.
God, it's real honor having Keith Karloff down here once again with the Bone Drivers. You know, here's my thought. Why don't we go and play something from here and we can do something, then we'll go back and have you play one more live. Do you
that
mind doing that?
That sounds awesome. That's out that I can retune back because I did a number on the guitar on that song.
Well, you're giving it a workout.
My poor guitars.
So I see you got the Usual Suspects on here with you.
Yep. Yeah. It's Peter O'Malley on bass and vocals.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Nelson on drums, so quite the groove meister.
Yeah.
We've been together for years. We have a great time. It's a hoot. And it's a fun thing. When people tell you, as any young folks out there, people telling you, I don't get involved with music and stuff. I don't want to waste the time, you know. It's good to do other things, but if you take rides like I just took today and you're down in Santa Cruz and the beach and traveling around and get to hang out with Wesley and stuff, it's not bad. When you go into work and you have a briefcase and it has a tambourine and a harmonica in it, you have a good job.
Yeah, okay. I like that kind of briefcase.
Yeah.
I like that kind of stuff. Yeah. Right. Where'd you play last night? Where'd you play?
We played Thursday in Los Gatos at Number One Broadway. Great. Great. It's up in the Santa Cruz Hills.
Mm-hmm.
Really nice room. Really nice. We have a lot of friends up there.
I'm going to a wedding there in about 2 weeks.
It's a really
nice area. Yeah,
it's really nice. It's beautiful around here.
Well, hey, good stuff. Give me a track you want me to play and give a little intro to it.
Let's do it.
Which one you want to hear?
Let's do it.
Okay, let's do it. And that's that's you just did that one, right? Did you do?
I did. Let's do it. Yeah.
So, but do you want me to play the studio track?
Yeah, I think so. It's a little different.
Okay, let's do it. I'm going to throw that out here right now. Here we go.
Let's do it in Mississippi. Let's do it in Bama too. Let's do it in Louisiana. There's gonna be nothing left to do. I went down to Tuscaloosa for the return of Sam the Sham. There were country music songs and a racing car, and I shook it to you. nothing left to do. A 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, that'd be smoking. Oh, I better slow him down there. Slow him down. Got a nice smoking version of that. Well, I'm just thinking you kind of get the idea that this stuff is all pretty smoking. I like this Leather Volcano music.
Yeah.
And is that your own label? Blue Black.
Yeah, Blue Black is my own label. It's been around for 15, 20 years. And before I heard the word Napster, before that name appeared, I had 5 bands on that label that were kicking. And I thought, you know, I'd get, as time went by, I would just gravitate over to doing that and producing and finding bands, the younger bands and stuff. But then all of a sudden digital music happened. And, you know, it has its pluses and minuses. One of the minuses was that. I mean, it's kind of a caretaker label for my previous band, the Gone Jackals, who still do pretty well, and the Bone Drivers. And as things progress and they find their footing, maybe we'll expand out again. We have great distribution through City Hall Records, worldwide. The CD is available everywhere. Just check bonedrivers.com or Google it. We have great distribution.
Is this your third package of the Bone Drivers?
Yeah, this is the third Bone Driver CD.
Okay, well, good stuff. You know, and I got to tell you, I'm going to get another song out of you. And I just got to tell you, I love everything about you, man. I mean, you know, your attitude, your spirit and everything, your musicianship, your songs and everything. You got it all going. I really, really, I mean that.
thank you.
Okay, we'll move on. Real quick.
Just a mook. It's no big deal.
What can you guys? What can they expect out tonight? Obviously, you'll be throwing some of this stuff out but you always do great covers and everything. You just do a great show.
The idea is to really keep people engaged and entertained, bring people together, have fun, get them we carry our own atmosphere with us. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter where we are that much. We just do what we do. We do varying degrees of cover material depending on the venue and how many people have our record, if we're getting play in that area, if people know us for a long time. But we do very, very danceable stuff, up-tempo, fun, a lot of solos. The drummer's a real good soloist. Petey's a good singer.
He's got a great attitude, too. Pete, yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, man, what are we hear now?
Okay, let's do 40 Miles to Jackson. The song here is it's not Jackson, Mississippi. It's Jackson, Tennessee. It's up the hill from Memphis. And they had a really good all-you-can-eat buffet. Not that it helps a guy like me that much, unless I bring a doggy bag or garbage bag.
And someone like me, I don't need it.
Well, it was really good. I was passing through there, and somebody asked me, like, what are you doing here, basically? I guess it didn't look like everybody else in there for some reason. I had like paisley stuff on or whatever I had on. And I said, I'm vacationing and traveling through here. And they were like, why? But it was really nice there. They didn't see what was around them, really.
Yeah.
But this song's 40 Miles to Jackson. It's about going down to Memphis, maybe down to Stax or something. Not happening for you. Just keep pushing on.
Right, throw it at us.
Here we go. From Memphis, no one liked me down there. Leaving from Memphis, no one liked me down there. So it's 40 miles to Jackson, uphill all the way. Run me out of Mobile, told me I can't stay. Run me out of Mobile, said I could not stay. About 100 miles to Jackson, uphill all the way.
was standing in the rain. Cut a man in that chest, no one saw my face. Going back home to Jackson, you best stay out of my way.
Song's got the grease on it.
Oh yeah, baby.
And again, from the new CD, 40 Miles of Jackson, from the new CD from the Bone Drivers, Grease Fire, and you get a good sample of that tonight at Pistol Pete's down in Auburn.
Yes, sir.
Okay, big thanks for coming by, man.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thanks
okay,
so much.
Be safe. We'll see you.
Okay, cool.
Okay, boy, what am I going to do now? I'm trying to cool down or something. I'm going to let you know about a couple shows, a couple of different things with James McMurtry. He's going to be down at the Palms on Friday, October 18th, with doing a solo thing, sharing the bill with Chuck Prophet doing solo. God, that should be pretty scary. Speaking of the Palms tonight, they got Dirk Hamilton down there. And speaking of James McMurtry, he's going to be up at the Center for the Arts here in Grass Valley on Sunday, October 20th. Just a couple of things. Well, I'm going to do a